especially in the midst of. You know, as a woman of faith, this heart has traveled a few miles now. This heart has experienced mountaintops, God's favor, joyful moments beyond measure, great times beyond the words to really express the exhilaration, experiences that only and but God. And the journey, the travel has included valleys, disappointing, very dark, unimaginable places, places filled with tears and disappointments, moments with a consistent firing round of what now? Moments that for this heart, the only choice presented was, at least for me, at least for this heart, was to press forward and to pray through, refusing to retreat and give up. Not an option, a choice. And I did not say easy, I said a choice. Allow me to repeat that. I did not say easy, I said a choice. So it's a choice every day on what to embrace, what emotion to allow to be in the driver's seat. A decision to decide every single day how to respond or react to moments. No one has it all figured out. Not one. Not one. But you know, we all have a choice of what to allow, what emotion will drive and determine the view, the direction, the possibilities, including moments filled with why, God, why? God, when? You know, this is being shared for the heart who's always quietly observing, who's always wondering or assumes other lives are lived seamless. You know, it's based on the posts or the photos of celebration. And this is to share that if you're in the midst of challenges, you are not alone. My summarization to date is that even in the most painful places, the most lonely, the most confused or disappointed places, God is with us. In fact, the longer I live, I'm realizing that God takes those hard places and He uses them to move us to higher ground of perspective, an adjustment to all that we do. And for this heart, especially in the midst of. You know, God shows up. He knows. God is always present. He can see over the mountain. He knows what tomorrow holds, which allows this heart to trust God more. This heart is traveling through. This heart is traveling through just like you. My name is Yvette Danielle, so allow me to officially welcome our first-time visitors. Helping build bridges across is our village. Now, you are a visitor. And you are an observer the first time, but the second time, you're a villager. And this village, this heart is not a place to find answers. This village will not offer a how-to, if only it was that easy, how-to. But this village does not have five steps to this or 10 ways to that. This heart is a heart sharing a perspective from my own road travel to this day. There's plenty of weighted places and plenty of negative conversations, and this village will not and does not offer that. Considering who needs to really add to that environment, there's plenty to find. This village is sharing what inspires, encourages, and reminds. And every time I share, it comes back in a wave to me, and that's so encouraging, that's so wonderful to experience those waves. This heart, your heart, all of our hearts should reflect on what really matters. What really matters? It keeps us in a place, you know, if we decide in the midst of when things are around us, what really matters? My expression is sharing with others. I share with words, I share with images. It brings comfort to this heart, you know, and I'm so grateful for the opportunity to share with the hearts of others. I'm sharing for us to all consider, to reflect. I'm sharing in this village a buffet table. I'm allowing you to sample and decide from what is being shared Just take what inspires, encourages, and offers joy and brings smiles. Thank you for supporting the work and however your heart is led to. So let's go and let's make the most of this road being traveled, especially in the midst of, This year is to say, I don't know what tomorrow holds. This heart is trusting God through this day, through this moment, and that includes all the hopeful days before us, before me. This year is for the observer, for the eyes who are watching, quietly watching and assuming a smile means no burdens or challenges, who sees the photos of a celebration, who observes and reads the posts of those over the moon moments that we all share, not realizing it's a few minutes out of someone's day. It's a few minutes out of everyone's day, which is good. It is great. I love celebration. Life should be celebrated, but that includes we don't know what took place before that photo and what is being faced after. We don't know the story behind a smile. We all face challenges. And consider, we live in a world that seems to be getting darker. You know, some people who no longer care about their neighbor, no longer care about their community, no longer have empathy or consideration of anyone else. So consider, as much as you love and care, maybe show kindness and have hopeful days, someone feels the same. Fullness of the very opposite of every word mentioned. Someone hates, cares less, shows anger, and hopes for the worst. Dear friend, dear villager, we are not all sharing the same journey, especially in the midst of. So allow me to share. This heart knows of a flowing river, a living God, one that I can carry our burdens to, and joys too. God is a loving God who listens, who comforts, who walks, and most often carries us through, who shares what to do when being still, when listening intently. We can bring our tears, our concerns, our hopes to a God who knows. We can share the good things, the hopes, the desires and dreams. You know, God shines a light in those dark places, even with flowing tears, with questions of why. He whispers and shows us that comforting light, a presence of calmness, even in a storm, with whispers of the next step or next moves to make. This year, especially in the midst of, the journey is to continue to trust God, to trust the light He's showing, and to move forward, not focused on the darkness around us. It's there. Not focused on the high waves. I recognize it's there. But not focused on. But God, you know, especially in the midst of. Did I say especially in the midst of? There is a continued work. Even in this year, this heart has to draw from those reminders of, remember when? This heart chooses to trust God. This heart has to decide to grab hold of faith and not fear. This heart is not sharing easy. This village does not share easy. I'm not giving answers. This heart is sharing that we all have moments. But in those moments, remember you, we are not alone. We have a choice. And we have to decide our focus. That's a work. That's an exercise. We have to hold on to what allows us to continue forward, especially in the midst of. This heart, this village is sharing gratitude. This heart is sharing a choice that is exercised in gratitude. It allows a focus of what is a blessing around us now and not focused on what is not. What is not will always be present in some form or fashion along the journey. If that is our focus, that'll be what we always see. and it will determine our perspective. There will always be what is being worked through. And that for this heart is a continued conversation with God who knows. So in closing, allow me to say a prayer to the one who's listening. Father God, whoever is reading this and hearing this and watching this, who is in the midst of tears right now, who is weighted and overwhelmed, who is in the battle of fear, who is in torment, allow them to know they are not walking alone, to be still, to just ask you, to just cry out to you, Father God. And from a heart that knows, you will show, you will answer those cries. You will answer the cry of the heart. Allow this one to know that there is life beyond what we know now. There is light, even if it's a small light. There's light in dark places that can lead you out. That this is a short temporary journey for us. We're traveling through. Allow the heart to locate where they can learn more, to know more, to find more of you, that there is life beyond a grave, that you are a God who can be trusted, especially in the midst of. In the name of Jesus, I'm praying for you, my dear friend, as I walk through. I don't have it all figured out, and like you, I'm praying through. In the name of Jesus, amen. So, especially in the midst of, we have now, life shifts. So let's just consider, let's focus on what are we grateful for. Hugs, my dear friend. Welcome, villager, to helping build bridges across. My name is Yvette Danielle. Support the work. Support paying it forward. And especially in the midst of, we know that God knows. God is a faithful God. God who loves you, loves me, loves us all beyond measure. Hugs, my dear friend. And until next time, take care. And you already know, and some of you don't, but now you will, making gratitude contagious. Making gratitude contagious is always, always the intent. Take care.